Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside here to bring you some reaction to Derby's draw this afternoon at Sinsel Bank. A goalless draw with Lincoln City to be precise. It's just the second time this season that Derby have drawn on the road. It ends a run of five consecutive away wins for the Rams. It does mean they lose a little bit of ground in the race for automatic promotion from League One, but we'll show you all the results and the table after today's fixtures a little later in the show. We'll kick off with a word or two from Barks, as always. No goals for either side. There were chances, which we'll get to. But overall, impressions of the game?
Lacks quality in the final third, and I think that's for both teams. It didn't feel like a 0-0. It was quite an entertaining game. There were things to talk about. There were chances created. There was definitely opportunities in the final third for both teams. And probably 0-0 was a fair result, and that's been slightly biased towards Derby because Lincoln had the better chances. Taylor was a threat throughout and really on another day could have had two or three. So, defended well. I thought Josh Vickers was excellent in goal. It felt like there was a goal coming throughout the game, but it just never really materialised and no one had the quality when the opportunities arose. So, Yeah, you leave a little bit disappointed you haven't got another 3 points, but also probably a little relieved that it didn't go the other way and you come away with nothing. So you take the point, you move on, and you know that maybe the performance or the detail in that final third wasn't good enough to get the three.
No more to come from Barks, but let's get straight to some reaction from Sinsel Bank. Here's the head coach, Paul Warne.
Pleased with keeping a clean sheet. I just didn't think in a final third we were as good as we have been in recent weeks. The final pass, you know, there's a few opportunities we had. In fairness, they had probably better opportunities than we had. On the counter-attack, the two up top caused all sorts of problems, really, and the pace. So overall, I think it's a point gained. I don't think we deserved all three. However, I have said to the group that, you know, in games like that, it's set pieces that win games. When it's really sort of tight and it's difficult to create chances because they sink in, and we found it difficult to break them down, truth be told. So away from home, sometimes you get that. So I just felt that, you know, we just need the set piece to come off the one where Colo near post late on. Another day that goes in, we leave here feeling great. But I think over the course of the game, I don't think we can say we deserved all three.
What did you like about what you saw in terms of keeping the clean sheet and the way that the side battled?
Well, I like loads of things. I just didn't think that. I thought we transported the ball pretty well. I thought I just felt that the final third actions, like the final ball into the striker or the final shot, or it was just everyone was just a little bit off, and that's sometimes how football is. So I like that. I like the battling. I like the fact the lads keep going to the final whistle. When we played Lincoln away last year, we lost here. So I like the fact that the lads can grind out a result even when they're not at their best. So they're all good attributes to a good team. So I like all that. And I like to see how disappointed they are in the dressing room after a draw. They feel like, you know, it's 2 points gone. But like I said, at the end of the season, it could be the point that gets you where you want to be. But we came for three. We didn't get it. We rode our luck a few times. There's no dispute in that. But overall, I'm pretty proud of the performance because it's never an easy place to come, as many teams can testify to.
When you've won 10 out of 12 going into the game, and you mentioned there the lads are disappointed that they haven't won the game, is that where you sort of just have to manage it to say, hey, come on, you've one defeat in 13, you've got a point and a clean sheet away from home, move on, go on to Reading?
Yeah, I mean, you can ask the lads when you interview them. I always say to them, no, I'd rather you sulk for a bit. Just let it sink in, and if you're not disappointed, then you're at the wrong football club. We try and win every game we play in. We're expected to win every game we play in. So if you don't, like, you know, just take it on the chin for a bit, and then you know, in an hour or two you can look back and think, look, we're on a really good run. But we're on a really good run because we do great things in the crucial moments, and today we didn't, and that's why we haven't come away with 3 points. So look, the lads are in good place. They're disappointed that they've only come away with a point, but you know, no team comes and goes, you know, I'll lay down and just let you run all over us. It's not the case. So today it was a tough game for us. Appreciate the support of staying with the team, but we just weren't good enough. And sometimes you get that. Like I said, if we'd have scored late on the set piece, we'd leave here feeling great. And, you know, League One is like that at times. So really pleased. You know, we obviously tell the lads how great they are all the time. But, you know, sometimes, you know, they need to feel it as well.
Clean sheet for Josh Vickers in the league as well, the first one for him in a Derby shirt. How pleased are you for him? Because you'll know it was sort of a special day for him coming back to Lincoln today.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, he kept us in it, didn't he? Made a couple of great saves, and Cash cleared one off the line as well from a good save from Josh. So really pleased for Josh. Like, you know, he's been here for years. He lives here. You know, he lived here, you know, with his partner, so it means a lot to him, this place. So for him to keep a clean sheet is probably the highlight, the memory that I'll keep from the game, really. There wasn't a lot that I'd like to keep in my long-term memory, but that is something special. So, yeah, pleased for Josh. You know, he's obviously been through a horrific time. So the dressing room are pleased for Josh, but I didn't think we helped him out enough today in front, in the front, the defensive line. We got caught a couple of times with pace, and hence why I love pace above anything, because pace kills, and it nearly killed us off today. But luckily we had a good goalkeeper and a good man in between the sticks.
So you dust yourselves down and go again on Monday in training. Get yourselves ready for Reading.
No drama, is there? There's no drama. If we, like I said to lads, if we could win Tuesday night and we get 4 points from two away games, that's pretty good. The fact is that our away form is so excellent, we've got to a stage now where a draw away from home is like boo hiss. But it doesn't feel like that. I just feel like we probably got a point another time. You know, the ref might give a penalty, the ref might have sent Kane off, and all of a sudden you lost, you're down to 10 men, you feel worse about yourself. We rode the storm when we had to. We just didn't have enough to win the game, and that's my honest appraisal.
Paul Warne there, who's teed us up nicely to talk about some of the bigger moments from the game. Sean, Derby drawing 0-0 with Lincoln City this afternoon. Saw the stats earlier, Derby 19 shots, I think, but only 4 on target. Does that sort of sum up the issue today, that lack of quality?
Yeah, if you're looking at nearly 20 shots in a game, you know you've got into good positions, you know you got in good areas, but we never tested the goalkeeper. And if you think of the detail on maybe the final ball or the quality in front of goal, it wasn't there this afternoon. So, you know, you did enough maybe on another day to win the game in terms of possession, decent possession at times, and chances created away from home. But 20 shots away from home is kind of what we expect now. But we would normally take one or two of those chances minimum, and you come away with 3 points. That wasn't the case. And when you listen to Paul there, I think he realises sometimes if you're not quite on it and you haven't got that detail in and around the edge of the box, you almost have to accept that, you know, Lincoln had the better chances, and you walk away with a point and you take it.
Yeah, and Lincoln did have the better chances, and Joe Taylor specifically had the better chance. He could have had 3 or 4, couldn't he, the striker?
He could, he was bright, and I was surprised that they took him off. I appreciate in front of goal he wasn't at his best this afternoon, but he always looks a threat, especially on Cash's side, where at times Cash was a little bit too eager to go tight and allowed him to step into the space and showed his unbelievable pace at times. It's a bit of a surprise because he doesn't look that quick, but as soon as you get in a foot race with Erin Cash in, normally he will come out on top, and he didn't with Taylor. And I was pleased that you mentioned Josh Vickers, because I thought he was outstanding in goal. Not only his saves, but how he came and collected shots. He was composed, and he recognised danger really well this afternoon and was very close to being man of the match for me.
Yeah, made a great save, didn't he? And then Cashin got back to clear it off the line, and that helped keep Derby in it. Couple of major moments, maybe of controversy. I'm sure Lincoln-minded folk will say so, that Paul referenced there. Kane Wilson booked for a foul in the first half. Maybe one of those where we've seen the give him as reds. And then a penalty incident, which certainly fooled me for a second. I don't know if it fooled you to quite the same extent. But Curtis Nelson, is there any contact, you think?
It's hard to see even on the replay. You often look at the reaction from the player, and instantly Nelson puts his hands up, and that tells you that something's happened and he's trying to plead his innocence. So that reaction instantly made me think the ref was going to give the penalty, and you were obviously sure the penalty was given. You saw Josh Vickers' face, he was shaking his head, he couldn't believe it. So there was enough there for them to be a little bit worried that the ref had made a call, but instead obviously gave the booking for simulation and dive. I think the reason the ref gave it that is because the player was going down before, if there was any contact, was made. And the booking, which could have been a red, I think the fact that Paul's referencing afterwards, saying both decisions could have gone a different way, mm-hmm. that leaves you knowing that we've probably come on the better side of the referee this afternoon, and maybe feel a little bit lucky that one or both of those decisions weren't given the other way.
But to echo a point that he made, and I appreciate some will think it's an obvious one and maybe a bit of a cliche, but if you can't win, don't lose. We'll look at results from elsewhere in a moment or two, and Bolton have lost today. I'm sure they would be much happier leaving Brisbane Road with a point than nothing, and Derby have at least managed to do that.
They have, and I think it's the state of the game. How does the game pan out? How does it look after the 90 minutes? Now, if you've seen Taylor have three or four glorious chances and not take them, and you know you haven't really got your shooting boots on, and the detail in your final third and penalty area entries isn't quite on it in that over the course of 90 minutes, that's where you reflect and say, actually, it's a good point, considering everything. If you have 20 chances and 15 are on target and the goalkeeper's had an absolute worldie, then you can feel a little aggrieved. But I think it was a fair result, again, being a little bit biased towards Derby because Lincoln had the better chances, but we had enough opportunities to get into that final third, into the penalty area, and just didn't have the quality this afternoon. So we walk away, we take the point. You see, obviously, the results. Bolton's was a positive one for us, but there's a little bit of a gap, obviously, above us. But we still haven't lost the game of football, and the confidence, the belief will still be there. It won't be rocked by just picking up a point because we're expecting three away from home all the time.
Yeah, results and table to come shortly. First, a bit more reaction from Sinsel Bank. Here's Kane Wilson.
I'd say it's a good point considering the game. I think, for being honest, Lincoln had probably the better chances. Cold, windy night, and it's hard ground to come to. It's a hostile atmosphere sometimes. So if we back it up Tuesday, then it could be a good point today.
Obviously, we know you go into every game wanting to win. You started so brightly, but with the way the game panned out, like you say, it does turn into a good point, doesn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, we come here, we believe we're the best team in the league, so we come here to win. And then football changes quickly, do you know what I mean? Like, they get a good chance, and all of a sudden, the fans have something to get behind. And then, yeah, it turns out after 90 minutes, it becomes a good point. But, yeah, we're trying to back it up on Tuesday now.
Yeah, like you say, some good chances for Lincoln and some very important interventions to stop them making that break for, like, Aaron Cashin's on the line. Some good saves from Josh Vickers. Yeah. You all seem really committed to keeping that clean sheet today.
Yeah, exactly. I was part of the back four today, and I love the idea of trying to keep the clean sheet. It's almost like a goal collectively. Josh made some good saves. Cash cleared off the line. And like you said, another day that Lincoln get good chances, they might score. But we're proud that we got the clean sheet and we take it into Tuesday now.
On the flip side, it's the first time, I think, since mid-October you've not been able to score in the league. What do you think you'd put that down to today? Just a good defensive effort from Lincoln? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's good. That's like you said, it's a good stat, isn't it? I mean, we've scored every game, so obviously something was different today. It's probably credit to Lincoln. I thought they were good. We've played them twice this season, and that is definitely the best outing they've had. Like, they were a good team. They've recruited well this window so far. So, yeah, it's probably more credit to them. Our boys up front have been firing, really. So we just keep going and just keep pushing.
Yeah, the run continues. It's one defeat from 13 league games now with results elsewhere today. Getting a point today is important if you're going to be up there in the mix like you want to be at the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly that. Like the results today, some went for us, some went against us. But like you said, like if you would have offered us in 13 games one loss, I think everyone would have took it. Do you know what I mean? And obviously that's a cliche thing to say, but we've earned that. So as long as we keep running with it, keep looking forward. We should be in the mixer.
Like I say, today, if it is a point, going back that well on Tuesday night, it turns into a very good point, doesn't it? So all attention turns to Reading now, and what you would expect from them.
Yeah, exactly. So if we win Tuesday, obviously it's a big if, but if we try our hardest and win a game, that's 4 points in two away games. And out of all the fixtures today for the big boys, I reckon Lincoln's probably the hardest. I can't say I've played here a few times, but I've never had an easy game here. Obviously, the weather's always windy up here, so... it's a good point. Honestly, if we go and back it up on Tuesday, I can't stress that enough, then it becomes even better.
You've spoken previously about how much you enjoy playing in front of these away fans. How much did you enjoy it today with another sellout?
It's mad, yeah. I've never been in a club where it's just sellout after sellout. It's honestly so enjoyable to play in front of. And the away fans are second to none, best I've ever been in front of. So, long may it continue, really. They push us on, and even at the end, they're all there clapping us, and they understand what we're going for, and we're trying to represent them. So, we thank them.
That's Derby defender Kane Wilson after today's draw at Lincoln City. Results from elsewhere today. Chris Martin on target again for Bristol Rovers. They lost at home to Blackpool. Win for Martin Patterson in his first home game in charge of Burton Albion. 2-0 over Charlton there. In terms of the sides toward the top of the table then, leaders Portsmouth won at Fleetwood by a goal to nil. Bolton, maybe surprisingly, maybe not, lost at Leighton Orient. The hosts have been in really good form. 1-0 the scoreline there as well. And Peterborough came from behind to beat Shrewsbury by 2-1. The other sides near the top of the table. Oxford, their game against Northampton was postponed due to a frozen pitch. And that game between Stevenage and Barnsley was a late postponement as well. So the table then, Derby stay where they were, which is third in the table, but they do lose a little bit of ground to the top two. 3 points behind Portsmouth now with that game in hand. Two behind Posh, having played the same number of games. Bolton, two back of the Rams. They have games in hand. It's all a little bit piecemeal in that battle at the top. A little more clear cut at the bottom. Still suspect Cheltenham, out of the four teams down the bottom, will make the best try of trying to stay up. Exeter, who Derby face in a couple of weeks' time, just above the bottom four. One of the sides down there, of course, Reading, and that's where we're heading Tuesday night. So do join us for that one on Rams TV if you can. It'll be available in the UK and worldwide. So get your game pass now at dcfc.co.uk. If you want more reaction to today's game, it's on the website as well. But from me, Barks, and the team, goodbye.